Filuq il-50 sena tal-Allianz Frances f'Malta, Campus FM tippreżenta. Sans façon. Elf sena ta' rabta franċiża ma' Malta. Darboħra ċal xwire porra l-mikrofonu un il-għakum għattini edizzjoni tal-program Sensila ġdida San Fason. Il-program li ħajħares u jimxi xiftit jowis l-ura manki l-qoddim ma l-istoria ta' Malta brabta forsi informali ta' 1000 sena ma' Franza. Semmejna Normanni, Angevini, Kavalliri, Franċiżi, semmejna ukoll il-Bonaparti u semmu ukoll l-emigrazzjoni tal-Maltin lejn postijiet ta' koloni Franċiżi fl-Afrika ta' fuq fis-seklu 19 u anki fis-seklu 20. L-introduzzjoni qasira għaliex iż-ġimgħa l-oħra laqgħitkom mal-ambaxxatur għal-Malta Franċiż Daniel Hondo, illum se laqgħakom mad-direttur kulturali Franċiż Malta li jinsab fl-ambaxxata ta' Franċiża ta' Malta kif ukoll huwa direttur allura mhux ta' kultura biss imma tmexxija kollha tal-Allianz Française de Malte. Aw Malta li dis-sena qed tiċċelebra il-50 anniversarju tat-twaqif tagħha. Dan huwa Serge Borg. Interessanti dan il-Borg u wiex Borg jew le. Ngħaddikom għall-intervista ma' Serge. Kif għattegħu fil-bidu tal-programm, illum għandi mistiven miħaj bniedem partikolari ħafna u speċjali ħafna. L-isem tiegħu huwa wkoll interessanti, Serge Borg jew Borg. Welcome to our program, San Fason, on Campus FM, and I have just introduced you in Maltese, as you might have heard, and I said, the name is a bit familiar but strange at the same time. Is it Serge Borg or Serge Borg?
What a nice question you asked me. Yes. Really, it is Serge Borg, because I work in the French embassy and I am French. But as you can imagine, I am a Maltese descendant, as I said.
So it is Borg.
So it is Borg, and in Malta it won't be nothing else than Borg.
Exactly. Now, this is very interesting, because I have introduced you before this interview in the introduction of the program as now working for the French embassy, not only a French citizen, and therefore you are a diplomat, and you are on culture, and you are the coordinator, the director of culture at the embassy, at the same time doubling up at the moment also as directing the Allianz Française de Malte. When a Maltese or a Frenchman of Maltese origins is in such a place, did it happen by coincidence, by chance, or you had this in your mind to come back to your country of origin?
It's a kind of destiny. No, it's really a change for me. I didn't have any projection about coming to Malta. It is the French foreign ministry who called me, and he said, we have this opportunity for you to go in such a country, a lovely place in the heart of Mediterranean Sea. And I said yes. So we started talking about professional activities. What does it mean to be a cultural advisor? I said yes, I have a Brazilian experience, Portugal, Italy. And they said it's okay. But before leaving the interview, I said, do you know what Borg or Borg is in Malta? They said, no, we have no idea. I said, please go to Google and search for Borg in Malta. And they stared in amazement. They said, my God,
how many of them?
you will come back home. And I said, yes, I come back to the country of my grandfather and even higher.
Exactly. But I can't help but, before going into the Alliance and your work at the embassy in culture, I can't help but delving a little more in your personal life, if you don't mind.
Of course, yes.
I think the listeners would appreciate this, because it's exciting to meet our brothers, you know, from other countries.
Yes.
And what did you know about Malta before this incident, before this interview? You must have, in the family, grown up with Malta always there, mentioned somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes. It was a kind of dream. They always talked to me about Malta as a wonderful island lost in Mediterranean Sea. They always spoke about the good souvenir. They never mentioned there was problem. And it was just like a fairy tale.
I see.
It was always on the good side. And especially my grandfather, he used to work in a shipbuilding yard. And Malta was closely linked with navigation, with ships.
Since the
night. And I grown in this opinion,
in this
atmosphere of a wonderful island in the heart of Mediterranean Sea, and with the idea of going back to my roots maybe one day. And
exactly.
That day happens.
And here you are working for Malta.
And I am working for Malta.
On behalf of France, but working for the Maltese as well.
And I realized the dream of my father, because my father was always thinking about going back to Malta or to buy a house or something like that. And when he realized that I had to work now for 4 years to Malta, he said, "My son, you did it.
You can invite him to come to Malta, maybe,
He came with me the first week of September. He was with me.
Must have been impressed.
Yes, talking Maltese in La Valette. And,
he remembers the language. He knows the language.
No, they speak fluent Maltese.
But he was not the one who left Malta.
No,
was passed from his parents.
Yes. And that's I've grown with my grandparents up to 7-year-old, and I've always heard Maltese
spoken.
Yes,
interesting, because I was going to ask you,
if I speak Maltese, but I understand your introduction. I understand.
You understood, so I have to watch out what I say in Maltese.
Take care.
But I was going to ask you, Serge, you mentioned the language that was kept alive for generations in your family, and most probably like all the families who were coming from Malta one day.
Yes.
What else was preserved? For example, I don't know, in the kitchen.
Yes, cooking. Yes. We used to eat ftira, chops, sardine. No. We also have the church, the religion. It is impossible on Sunday to miss the church.
Yeah.
And I've been growing, yes, in a Maltese atmosphere, in a cultural environment.
The culture remained alive.
Yes. Now I realize, I didn't realize before, but since September, now I know I've been in the Maltese influence.
That's right.
On the first part of my life, up to the being teenager.
Exactly, because now you are facing the real
origins. Yes. And so from time to time I stop, even in the street, when I heard an expression or something like that, and I say, "My God, my father used to say that."
Exactly. So it has a nice nostalgic feel as well.
Yes. I think there is a kind of nostalgia of this period. But
life moves on.
Life moves on, yes.
Yes. What about the values? Would you now, as an adult, having worked for the French government, having lived in not only in Tunisia, but also in Marseille, in Paris.
Of course, yes.
Could you say now that that culture, which originated your family after all, has a good set of values?
Yes. It's been a key to open new horizons. And those, as you say, valeurs, gave me, I am strong enough.
Character.
Yes, strong character, open-minded, because,
we are flexible.
Yes. Maltese is, despite being an island, it's an open-minded people. They travel a lot, they welcome a lot. And I have inherited that. Mm. And maybe that's why I've chosen diplomacy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Because diplomacy, Maltese is a diplomat.
Exactly. Because I was going to ask you, what attracted you, after all, to your present career, to your future career when you were young? Why diplomacy?
diplomacy because of my roots. As soon as I was young, I understood I was coming from another place, even if I was born in Marseille, but I was from somewhere else, and so it is in my blood. And I always been open-minded and open to the other cultures.
Yes, sir.
Because the Maltese people gave me this
the base, tools to move on.
Yes, yeah. And it's not like that in France, because you know French people sometimes are very
territorial.
Yeah. And the people coming from Marseille and in the border. Yeah. And of foreign territories, it's not the same. And I am.
After all, your family remained Malta, Tunis, Marseille.
Yes.
It's always in the Mediterranean basin.
Of course.
Which has helped.
They still live in the Maltese district in Marseille, which is Corniche, Chandoum.
I've been there a few times as meetings go, but I met a lot of Maltese, even my namesake once.
Wow.
A taxi driver who was also Charles Schwereb.
Charles Schwereb.
He was very enthusiastic to
meet. But Schwereb, which is pronounced Schwereb. He's a famous name in France. Eh? You are the attaquant of the soccer team.
Daniel.
So
we are in good company.
Of course.
The last question about your personal links to Malta. Mm-hmm. And that is, once you've been here now since September, have you met anybody from the family? From the original family? Borges is not easy. You have so many.
Of course. you imagine the work I have to do. Not yet. I promise to my family I will make research.
Trace.
But I have to go to Marseille to pick up the certificate to see if I am from Zebouch, from Naxa-Nashar, from Valletta. Exactly. I do not really know. But I swear I will find before the end of my mission in Malta.
That's very good. So this is also an appeal. Yeah. Anybody who recognizes something in your voice and says, "Oh, he sounds like my uncle or my father."
So call the French embassy. I will attend.
That's very good. So let's move on to business now. And we speak about your work at the embassy. You came last September to take care of culture. Mm-hmm. Now I know, because I'm usually close to the embassy and
of course you are the best friend in crime with the French embassy.
Exactly, I'm accused. But at the other hand, I noticed that since you came with the present ambassador, you managed to create an explosion of enthusiasm, not only in the Alliance, but also in the cultural side of the embassy itself. You're always on the go. Typical Maltese, that is a rolling stone, it's not stopping, but at the same time with good and precise plans and projects, that things had to move on in a different way, in a more dynamic way. Is this your type of doing your job?
Well, I've always been like that. And before, it is the Maltese blood you are talking
again,
about.
Again.
But I have good circumstances. I have a fantastic ambassador.
That we're lucky.
I'm very proud and lucky to work with him, because he's very, as I said, open-minded, and he's got very ambitious projects. So it's a pleasure for me to work with him. I think I have more than 15 years of experience in French cooperation all over the world, in Brazil, as I said, in Portugal, in Italy. So my work is relatively structured. I know what I have to do. But the third element is Malta, because I would like to have a successful work, especially in this country.
So you're doing it from your heart as
Yes. It's not only function, it's mission. Yeah.
Exactly. Like you mentioned Brazil and Portugal, Scolari in football. So you must obviously speak Portuguese.
Falo português, sim, muito bem.
There you are. And therefore, you had the experience of a vast country when you say Brazil.
Continent country, yes.
It's a continent.
Continent, yes.
And then Portugal, which is European by the sea, smaller. Mm-hmm. And now Malta. Would Malta, the size of Malta, bring you bigger challenge, or maybe on the opposite? You say here you can relax. It's a small place. We can easily handle.
Of course, at the beginning it's a small island, but now with the Mediterranean project
of my government, you know,
Union
pour la Méditerranée. Malta is the heart of all this area. Yes. And it's not, of course it is a small country, but it's a big, big project country. And I enjoy very well working at the French Embassy because all the dossier we have as how can I say, a multilateral cooperation.
Yes, yes.
And it's not only Malta for Malta, but it's Malta in the consortium of Mediterranean countries, and it's a big political challenge for us.
That's
Thanks
true.
God I'm in Malta.
Yeah. If I was the hub of things.
Yes, yes, yes. I came here in the right place and in the right time. Maybe it would not have been the same 10 years ago or 10 years later, but in 2009, being in Malta, I'm lucky, very lucky.
Sans façon, il nome del mestiere in specialità è Serge Borg, li huwa d-direttur kulturali fl-ambasċata franċiża f-Malta kif ukoll d-direttur tal-Alliance Française de Malta. Interessanti nkunu nafu min huwa Serge Borg u x-xogħlijiet li jagħmel f'isem il-kultura franċiża f'Malta. Komplu simgħu sans façon.
We are in Malta. We have France as a neighbor, so it's okay. We have Tunisia as a neighbor, and Marseille is our closest port on the French side. At the same time, however, Malta is Anglophone, and our nearest neighbor, who shared with us a long history, is Italy, which is again non-French,
of course,
to a certain point, because they have Latin culture like France, and they are very close to each other, like two countries, and the Arab countries to our south. So would you say this does offer a big challenge? An Anglophone country for French culture and surrounded by non-French to the north and to the south. Would you see Malta as a different place to be?
Malta's sum up all that. That's why when you are in Malta, you are not only in Malta. you are not only in Malta. You are in Italy. You are more or less, close to the Arabs' country because the language is a Semitic one.
Exactly.
But you are also in France. The capital is La Valette, and you have French surnames. From time to time, which makes you staring. I said,
your name is
Pierre. So France is not far away from that. But I think it's a kind of crossing all the culture. And when you live and when you work in Malta, it's quite an illusion. It's quite an utopistic project, Malta.
It's interesting.
Malta is a dream. It's a dream coming true. But I don't feel like living in a small and closed island. When sometimes they call me from Brazil, say, will you be able to stay in a small island? I say, I am not in a small island. I'm sorry. I drive more than half an hour to go to the north of it's, you know, I've called that the périmètre expérientiel.
It's a peripheric experience.
Yes, it's a peripheric experience, but if you live in Paris, you go to work, you make 10 kilometers, no more. You go to the cinema, and if you have to say how long and the
you
distance
drove, yeah.
you drive, it's exactly the same in Malta. So you do not have to think about being in an island.
Because it's like a city.
You know, it's a city. And you know how we call Paris? Paris is in the Île-de-France.
True.
Which is another island.
That's right. That is very true.
We all live in islands. We all live in line. Marseille is an island too.
That's true. So, although you see Malta as a multicultured place,
yes,
but Malta for almost 200 years had been an English colony,
of course,
and the influence is strong, also because of mixed marriages and therefore blood, and also obviously because of the recent past and the system. Is in English, more or less. Does that offer a French person coming into this country any different challenges? Would you see it as a stranger?
You see, we have an advertisement in France which is about soda. It tastes like alcohol, but it is not alcohol.
It
tastes and Malta, it tastes like British culture, but it's not.
But it's not.
It's not. It tastes like Italian, but it's not. It tastes like Arabs, but it's not. So you have to take care, huh? Because sometimes you do not have to fall in. In this
just giving a timbre.
You can't stick someone with saying they are British in Mediterranean. No, it's not that. British is, it's not Malta. Of course, Malta is British, but it is a curiosity which deserves.
Multifaceted, in a way, yes. As you explained before.
But there is a Maltese identity composed with all those different elements. But it is an identity, yes.
That's good.
It's not the result of many pieces, spare parts.
Yeah, not a hodgepodge.
No. Maltese is Maltese. But you have to accept it is
of many
multi components.
Voilà. That's right. You view it very, very, very well. And
just like my face, you see. Clear eyes,
brown eyes, and dark skin.
Dark skin.
And more or less, you're a mix also.
Of
the result of Malta, with the time. let's speak now about your work at the embassy culturally.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first thing you have to do when you move into a new mission is to project what you have to do. I don't want to know about any state secrets.
It's not secret, it's cooperation.
But how does a government like a French government, which is very strong in its cultural profile, it's very strong in its political profile, it has a big, famous history, and its presence in Europe is one of the biggest, we have to admit, especially on the continent. How does a mission like this, how is it viewed from high on top when they send out their diplomats, their mission people like you? Do they have a specific aim to reach while you are doing your mission here? Is it only PR? Is it making France popular in Malta?
No, we have specific aims, not only linguistics and cultural, but also economical. And political, of course, as I said, with the Union pour la Méditerranée, Union for the Mediterranean. Yes, we have priorities. We have to emphasize all the university cooperation, because it is very important to have an attractive policy with our students going to France to study.
That's right.
But in the same time, and helping His Excellency Mr. Mijani in France, we have your ambassador. We have to promote Malta in France in the same time, and this is the job of my ambassador. He's doing it very well. Yes. So, as I told you, university, French in schools, and try also to put Malta in the heart of Mediterranean cooperation. Mediterranean cooperation, yes. And to organize events at this large scale.
Yeah, not only local, but of in the Mediterranean dimension. So
yes, it's exactly like that. And they trust on us to put Malta in the heart of this political project. So when I left Paris, it was the main aim we had in our mission letter.
Exactly. So
you do not go only in Malta, you go to the heart of Mediterranean, and you go in the Mediterranean project of UPM.
Which is a very responsible role as well.
And which is not so easy because, we have a small embassy. It was not the objective of such an embassy.
Yeah.
It used to be a representative embassy, but now it's an influence on all the Mediterranean Sea.
So you might see your embassy grow as well.
We only wish so, yes, to have more supports and more money to increase, yes.
You mentioned this one of your missions, and I noticed that the ambassador is doing the same thing, that usually an ambassador represents his country in a country. besides the big mission you have mentioned just now, the political mission of the Mediterranean. But I see that you are working in such a way that a lot of journalists from France are coming in Malta very often already.
Yes, yes.
And they are reporting about Malta. What do the French know about Malta? I mean, you lived in France, you grew up
very
in France,
few.
You went to school in France.
Yes, 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 yes. They first of all, you have to tell them where it is in the map, because they do not really know.
It's
between Sicily, Greece. So they've heard about the Maltese Cross.
Yeah,
because
the knights,
but no more than that. And it's a pity, because they are always thinking about Tunisia, Morocco, and there's another way with Malta.
That's, right.
That's why my ambassador started this excellent policy with is making journalists comes here, and it is a big promotion for Malta in France, and he did it because he's well introduced in the journalist and audiovisual means in France. So I think in 2 or 3 years we will manage, we will get it.
Okay,
yes.
So those are good prospects.
Yes, yes, you have to reach this
exactly.
target.
I would like now to move a little on to the Alliance.
Yes.
I know you took the Alliance by storm, one could say.
Yes.
Which means you are placing it on a fast track.
Yes.
And you would like the Alliance to be doing more work, perhaps even with all respect for the past, which it did very well. Also more quality in the work, and also better known among Maltese students, young and old. But at the same time, the Alliance has been here 50 years.
Yes.
Now, 50 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
And
yes.
When you consider that it started after the war, 13, 14 years after the war, in an Anglophone country, which was, you know, still trying to come out of the war years, you'd see that it happened very early,
yes,
after the war. So there must have been something there to make the Maltese want to have the Alliance. There wasn't even an embassy, a French embassy in Malta at the time.
And there was an Alliance, yes.
And there was an Alliance before.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
it means a lot. Yes,
yes. You have two big packets.
Mm-hmm.
You have a long history,
mm-hmm.
which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a new explosive packet, because you want to put it on a bigger ride, on the fast lane. How do you make these two meet?
Of course, the Alliance should be involved in the new process, of course. And it is, because, you know, it was just like a fire, a decreasing fire, and we just have to blow, and now the fire starts. Yes, it is from the historical point of view, it is interesting to see. That before having a French embassy, there was the Alliance, and it means there is a link, an interest from the Maltese people. They want, they love France.
Yes.
50 years ago, and after the Second World War,
and they were learning the language already,
yes,
even in schools, because we have a lot of thousands of students.
So the Alliance is a strong arm of the French embassy, and we work closely together. Thanks to members like you, like David, like
the new
board we have, which is very dynamic and fighting.
That's right.
And thank you, Charles, to help us, because with your contribution now, we know we are very Francophile, and your help is very well known now in the French field,
yes,
in the French community.
And my satisfaction is to bring this French culture, is so big in the world, more available to the Maltese,
yes,
which is,
yes,
nice.
Yes, yes. So, of course, it is the year of the 50th anniversary, and we have to remember that, as you said, 50 years of... You know, I've been in the Alliance Française in Brazil, in Portugal, and in other countries, but few Alliance in the world have 50 years old. I think 6 or 7 countries. No more.
Even
so
in the Mediterranean.
Even
I suspect,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes, 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 yes. The first one was in Spain, in Barcelona. But soon after, it was Malta.
Yes.
And it's amazing to see such a... That's why Malta is still a dream, a curiosity. It's an amazing country for that.
And I think the Alliance Française will grow now, because we are opening in Gozo, as you said. Yes, we are opening
this week. This week. The program is on, that is in June 12th, 2009. We are opening a new branch for the first time in Gozo. So your words are coming true. It's expanding.
expanding also at the university. We are about to open a new branch at the university in Sida and in many consigli locali.
Voilà.
So we are now growing even in the small cities of the inside country. And I think in maybe in two or three semesters, we will have a sparkling Alliance, not of course in Malta, but reaching and making links with Italy, with Spain, with Greece. And my dream, it would be to have a big meeting of all the Alliance of Mediterranean Sea here in Malta. I won't leave Malta without having done this.
It's a big ambitious
project. Yes. I've asked to Paris, to the manager in Boulevard Raspail, and he said, yes, of course, Serge, we will support you and we will help you to make this big alliance. That's why the first thing I've done when I came, it was to change the name. Now it is Alliance Française. Now it's not only Alliance Française de Malte, but Alliance Française de Malte Méditerranée. Alliance Française of Malta, Mediterranean.
Exactly. So that the expansion is bigger, it encompasses all the other neighboring countries, so to speak.
Sans façon. Il-nomi mistieden specialitana huwa Serge Borg, li huwa d-direttur kulturali fl-ambasċata franċiża f'Malta kif ukoll d-direttur tal-Alliance Française de Malte. Interessanti inkunu nafu min huwa Serge Borg u x-xogħlijiet li jagħmel f'isem il-kultura franċiża f'Malta. Komplu jisimgħu sans façon.
France has an excellent, I would say, relationship, not only diplomatic, but also political, with Arab countries.
Yes.
And most of them are bordering the Mediterranean anyhow.
Of course, yes.
Does this help you? I admit to one thing. Mm-hmm. I got very close to know a lot about the Arabs, their culture, etc. Mm-hmm. through Paris. Because I visit Paris so much, and there is l'Institut du Monde Arabe, which I love visiting regularly. And I really came close to those cultures thanks to France, in a way. But would this be an advantage for you, for the embassy, mm-hmm. in working in Malta, when you consider that your backdrop to the Mediterranean is your excellent relations with most Arab countries?
Of course, it can be a bridge. It is not only to bridge a gap, but to bridge more close links with the Arab countries. You know, the president of the Alliance Française is traveling a lot to Libya too, and now we are planning to get in touch with the Tunisian cultural centers to make common activities. So, yes, of course, you've been in Paris, and in Paris you feel more,
you know, to the Arab
we have an exhibition now in Alliance Française, which is Paris la Métisse. Wow. So
it will be showing in Gozo from the 12th of June.
Yes, if you see this.
Which means the melting pot
of
different nations.
And with Arab countries, especially from Lebanon to Morocco, I think it's a good opportunity to have Malta. Malta as an aircraft carrier to make
to hop to other countries. Yeah.
And I would like to work now in those projects of Mediterranean, but closely linked with them, with Arab countries. And it's good to have Malta, because Malta, when Arab people think about Malta, they think about a brother, someone which is very close, very far with religion, very far with, but in the same time very close.
Hobzau Sardina.
Hobzau Sardina. Thank you, Malta. Thank you.
Very true.
Thank you to exist, because if Malta didn't exist, we should
invite
to invent one.
On the other hand, looking north now, instead of looking south or east, you'd see that France is a founder member of the Union, of the European Union. So, in a way, France also has this grip. You know, it has the both arms, one stretched to the north and one stretched to the south and the east. Again, the same question. the fact that France is such a big brother
in the EU,
does that also help young Malta, which has just been admitted mm-hmm. to the EU only 5 years ago?
Of course, because it's new origins, it is new opportunities, it is a new market, it is a new conception of life too. Mm-hmm. When you see CNN, for instance, you have a kind of lecture which is coherent, of course, but yeah. with Agence France-Presse and all the audiovisual, you have another conception of life. And I think for Maltese people it is a good opportunity to have another window, another window with Europe, but with this French way to see the world.
Yeah, the alternative sort of thing.
Yes, 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 yes. It is the real alternative.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's a good opportunity for Malta to learn French.
To have access not only to France and to other places like that, but also to the EU, because
of course
French remains very important in the EU with so many.
And French language is not only for France, but it is for Europe, for Mediterranean, for Caribbean, and for exactly. Asia.
Exactly, it's another world.
It's another world. It's a good investment.
We are talking about what the Maltese think about France, what the French think about the Maltese. But perhaps, and I have to ask you this question, I asked it also to His Excellency the Ambassador and to any person who comes from France, because sometimes it worries me, but obviously now we have learned to live with it. When Bonaparte came to see us, somebody in Italy said that pity he didn't stop in Sicily as well. so in a way, we are lucky. But on the other hand, because of what happened 200 years ago, there remained a lot of cool feeling, I would say. Mm-hmm. They don't feel France is any enemy, but
they are not in love with
you. You know, Bonaparte took away our treasures.
And they
seem to, maybe I'm not the right person to talk about this because I'm biased a bit, but they seem to forget that other colonists took away treasures from Malta without a lot of attention, you know, for hundreds of years. On the other hand, I always give the example that Italy and Germany, where we were at war with Italy and Germany, like France and like England, during the last war. And yet, we don't have that same feeling.
Forgotten, yes.
It has all been forgotten. So, I don't know, have you met this feeling
in
any quarters in Malta? And,
why did it remain
so long?
Maybe because they expected a lot from the French people.
Yeah.
Because we started, Napoleon, Bonaparte, opened the dream.
Yeah, and he brought the revolution
Yes. And you know, when you expect a lot, when you think you are going to breathe and to have another fresh air, and suddenly the sun goes down, and maybe they have the strike has been too hot or too hard, and we were very friend and close, maybe from a Catholic country, we didn't
from
expect
the night, from the majority the night. They were French.
So. And you know, if you take someone in the bank, or or if you take some mechanical or technical objects, it's not a problem. When you touch the church for the Maltese people,
especially 200 years ago,
and especially 200 years, it's sacrilege, and maybe they stroke in the deep inside the Maltese people. So sorry, even if I don't have to say sorry, but sorry. But we have to really to forget. But you know, we all have a cliche and stereotype. It's so easy to say that. But despite that, friendship between the two countries goes on. And,
exactly.
And I am the, as a Maltese descendant, I would like to bring something new and something more open. I know I won't cancel this stereotype or cliché.
For now. Maybe it will go eventually.
But this new generation, France is not Bonaparte and those famous 7 days in Malta.
Exactly.
It's much more than that, much more than that.
And I always say that historically, after the French left Malta and the British were here, it was not in the interest of Britain who was always at war with France, to encourage friendship with France. So it's obvious.
It's a strategy. It's a strategy.
Yes, it would be as well, which is understood anyhow, because everybody was working on the same lines more or less then. But I had to touch this subject.
Of course, of course. But you know, when I walk in Valletta, and sometimes I see some words in the walls. For instance, I've been in Upper Baraka Garden, and there was commemorating the Portuguese help to the Maltese people fighting
the
dominion of French. And
exactly.
Sometimes
1898.
Yes, I said, my God, it's a pity because they are always remembering
the
wrong thing. It is against even if it's now history. But it is always French on the wrong side. So maybe we have to think of
putting,
and praising French influence, not only with war.
Exactly. Would you see, not before you go, in the future, would you see an avenue called after Bonaparte?
It would be a stunt. It would be a kind of earthquake here.
You never know. I always wish to open.
Trich Bonaparte.
I always believe and dream that one day we could open a museum of Bonaparte in Malta,
because
it would be a tourist attraction as well. There are 26 of them in the world.
Even why from the Maltese side.
Why not? Why not? Any publicity is good publicity. One important, I think, responsibility for you representing France is to carry culture, because France has this character, cultural character, full of artists, full of ideas. History shows that as well. Music, philosophy, I mean, you have it all. Theater. Do you approach activities to be organized in Malta with that kind of responsibility, that you have to project a country that brings in such a strong presence of culture in the world?
And such a message, yes, because it is consubstantial with our language and with our mission and with what people are expecting from us. You know, there in France there is also high technology, and but this is more for in the common conception, it is more for Germany. From France you are expecting a human
Germany is industry and technology, and France,
but France is culture,
romantic culture.
So yes, we are conscious of that. We have we know we have to work on those subjects, and we are doing our best. Yes. The cultural message remains, and it is the priority in our job.
And such activities cost a lot of money as well.
Of course.
Although you're an embassy, but you're not, again, the biggest embassy of the French government.
No,
budgets are limited to the size of the country.
But our Ministry of Foreign Office, Bernard Kouchner, is fond of Malta. He loves Malta.
He was here.
He's been honoris causa from the university. And we know he will help us always.
Nestro.
Yes.
Now, another thing, I don't know if this falls within your remit, within your work, but I always think that Malta could be very well represented in a kind of innovative exhibition somewhere in Paris. We had one of L'Armerie at Les Invalides not long ago. But that was very much restricted to the knights, full stop. Then I noticed, concurrently, there was one at the Institut du Monde Arabe in Paris as well, which I went to visit in the same week. And you see that it was about Bonaparte and Egypt, but the Egyptians took the opportunity to show more of Egypt than Bonaparte, which was very
clever
to do. And I always believe that Malta, maybe this is a challenge for our new ambassador in Paris.
I think Marc will
exactly,
think about that.
But I think it's about time we bring up something which represents Malta with its glorious history of the night, but which also represents Malta as it is now, with continual development.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Would you think that would come down with the French to make Malta better known in Paris?
Yes, of course. And now, as I said, it's a new window. It's a new country, rediscovering.
Yeah.
And it is the best opportunity for us. Maybe in, I don't know if it's going to be in the Louvre or in a famous place in Paris, maybe just the side of the Tour Eiffel or Jardin du Trocadéro. But we have, of course, you said we have an excellent ambassador here. But now with Marc Midjani in Paris, they're going to work closely together. Yeah. And maybe we will have a good surprise before we leave to have a big event in the heart of Paris to give an opportunity to see Malta in 2010.
That's right. Coming to the last question, more or less. I know also that you specialize in languages, mm-hmm. in language courses. Mm-hmm. You and Mrs. Borch as well work hand in hand on projects like this. I've seen your publications as well. And I believe that when you came to Malta and you went to the Alliance Française, you also wanted your experience to come in with you mm-hmm. and bring an international qualified recognition
of everything
we do at the Alliance. Mm-hmm. What happens at the Alliance if somebody who is listening to us now and would like to start attending one of the courses? What are the courses and what kind of certificate will this candidate, this student, will be taking?
So from the absolute beginner up to the highly skilled in communication, in C2 in the European level, the Alliance Française now is able to teach at all those levels. But more than it used to be, we have the possibility of having a high qualification and to have a certificate internationally recognized in all Europe and in all the world, which is DELF and DILF. Thank you to mention my wife, because she is training all the team. She's an expert.
She's a trainer of trainers.
Voilà. Merci Marie-Lou, merci beaucoup.
We thank you.
And I think now it opens new horizons, because with such a certification, as I said, diplôme d'études françaises and diplôme approfondi de langue française, you will be able to travel in all the universities of Europe. You have all the credit transferred, and it is a new opportunity for Malta students to put stronger their curriculum vitae. You not only learn French for pleasure, for
exactly.
culture,
for business,
but you will have now something which makes you...
It's an academically recognized...
Yes, from the Ministry of Educational and Cultural Ministry of France. So it's a good opportunity to introduce those certification, and we have an increasing number of students, because now it is a trend of thought. You have to study and to have to capitalize what the knowledge.
And today, a lot of Maltese young people can travel and do travel and work in Brussels, in Strasbourg, in Luxembourg, in France. So I think this is a new tool which is available.
Of course, and they are really welcome. For me, it was the main project when I came, especially at the curriculum level, to introduce those certification, because it is exactly what Maltese students need.
Mm. And it seems that these are also available now, or soon be available at university,
in
Consigli Locali, and in Gozo.
So it's
spreading out.
Yes, spreading out. So call us at the Alliance Française, and we will inform you how to get those courses and certifications.
And what happens in summer? Does the school close its doors in summer?
No, we are open. It's crowdy. Please come more.
Summer courses.
Yes, we have summer courses here from in July and August, especially to train all the students for September.
With that nice appeal to anybody who wants to fill the time with something useful in summer. We come to the end of this interview with Serge Borg, who is also Serge Borch, from originally from Malta. And he is now working, as you have heard, as Director of Culture, both
at the embassy, the French embassy in Valletta, and at the Alliance Française de Malte Méditerranée. Thank you very much, Serge.
Merci, Monsieur Charles Xuereb, et merci, Charles Xuereb.
Mec fu toma piuttost amichevoli, mi spiċawlit l-intervista tagħna ma' Serge Borg, li huwa direttur kulturali tal-Ambaxxara Franċiża f'Malta, kif ukoll tal-Alleanz Franċiż di Malt Mediterranee kif għadna fl-intervista, u nittama li b'hekk dawn iż-żewġ programmi ta' introduzzjoni kienu biżejjed bażi biex niġġustifika wkoll għaliex kellna niċċelebraw 50 sena tal-Alleanz Franċiż ġo Malta. Il-ġimgħa d-dieħla inħarsu iktar lejn ir-rabta ma' Franza matul l-elf sena li għaddew u forsi anki minn aspetti jew iktar minn aspetti storiċi. Sakemm nitaqgħu il-ġimgħa d-dieħla b'edizzjoni oħra ta' din is-sensiela ġdida sal-fason minn aħħar tiegħi Charles Xwiereb insemmekom.